atyperadio.org.
We're here at Atypride 2006 in Lisbon, Portugal. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And we're here with Jay Rutherford. Welcome.
Hey.
The first question is, what's the first thing you do when you start working?
First thing I do when I start working? Oh, boy. Well, it depends on what kind of work, I guess. If I'm... Well, in the morning, come into my office at the university and check my mail or turn my computer on. Well, actually, I start working usually way before that, though. I get up and sit in my house coat in front of the laptop and turn that on and check what emails came overnight. And so it's always, almost always turning the computer on. Hmm. Almost always.
Do
you have rituals?
Rituals. Oh yeah, I remember this question. I wonder is rituals.
That's good. That means you're a listener. This is good.
Oh yeah. Do I have rituals? The rituals that most, I guess, civilized people have of, you know, brushing my teeth and shaving in the morning, and but I don't think I have any, you know, sort of weird rituals or anything like. I always have to turn around 3 times before I drink my coffee or something. No, not really. Rituals. No.
I want to bring out like an old question. Do you know the President of Canada?
Well, I remember this question as well. Uh-huh. It's amazing how many people don't know that Canada doesn't have a president.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's
well, I'm Canadian, so I have to know this stuff.
Well, that's why I asked, yeah. Sort of to clear that up.
Yeah. And strangely enough, I do know who the Prime Minister is, though, and it's a Stephen Harper. And but because I haven't been living in Canada for 13 years, he seems like an unknown person to me. I remember the name, Stephen Harper. He was some politician when I still lived in Canada before 93. But if I hadn't just read it just by coincidence in an article yesterday, if you had asked me that yesterday morning, I probably would have been embarrassingly have said, no, I don't know who it is.
Will you ever go back?
I can't imagine somehow. Funny, when I first went from Canada to Germany, it was kind of culture shock, and I thought, boy, everybody here is kind of, maybe rude is the extreme word, but not so nice as the Canadians. And now when I go back to Canada, I just think, everybody's so damn nice, and it's kind of superficial, you know, they're not really nice, they're just acting nice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to insult a bunch of Canadians by saying that, but I'm not sure which I prefer. I mean, the Germans are very direct, and you always know where you stand with them. And a lot of Canadians will be really nice to you, and then say nasty stuff when you're not there. Mm. So, at least if the Germans don't like you, you know.
And would you consider yourself direct or nice?
I'm probably more nice than direct, which has its advantages and disadvantages. Yeah, but you said, will you ever go back?
Yeah.
That was one of the questions. I really don't know, because right now, at least, I mean, I've got another roughly 10 years before I come to what is considered the kind of official retirement age of 65. And before then, I can't imagine going back. I mean, I have a great job in Weimar, and jobs like this don't exist over there, not very easily. And I don't know if I want to retire in Canada either. I don't think so.
Why did you move to Germany in the first place?
Well, I got this great job, professor job, teaching at the Bauhaus University in Weimar. It wasn't called the Bauhaus then when I started in 93, but I sort of helped convince them in the background to change the name to Bauhaus University in 96. So.
Were you teaching in Canada then?
Yeah, I was teaching in Canada before I went over in 93. I was at the Nova Scotia College of Art and Design in Halifax.
But Germany wasn't the country you always wanted to live in?
No. And that was a complete surprise, really. I was in Berlin. I worked at Meta Design in 92, in the fall of 92, for a few months. And that was sort of, I don't know, long story, a midlife crisis. And, you know, I just kind of had to escape for a while from Canada. And Eric Spiekermann very nicely helped me do that and gave me some work to do while I was there. And then while I was in Berlin, I found out by accident that they were starting up a new Faculty of Art and Design at what used to be the Bauhaus. And I thought, I'll never get a job there. I didn't speak German more than, you know, Wiener Schnitzel and Lederhosen. And
do you speak German now?
Well, enough to get by, yeah.
But do you teach in German or in English?
Well, it's sort of a mishmash now. At the beginning, I taught in English because I didn't know any German. And then as I gradually learned German, I started teaching more and more in German. And in the last few years, I started teaching more in English again because I feel a bit like, well, if you want to work outside Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, you know, like thinking about my students, they really should learn English. And most of them can understand English well enough. And so I'll put in the course catalog, in the interest of the internationalization of studies, and then they read between the lines, and the laziness of the professor, this course will be offered in English. So they seem to like it, and then the ones who don't understand English, well, we'll do a different project.
But do you also design? Or do you only teach?
Well, I mostly teach, that's the main thing, and I do not enough design. I would really like to do more design.
So
work.
Do you miss it then?
Yeah, I do miss it. And I do little design projects for friends, or I do design things for the university, but I don't get paid for it. And that's even more frustrating because when they don't pay for it, then they don't take it seriously. Mm. But it's hard to say, no, I want you to pay me for it just so you'll take it seriously. I don't know, that's dumb as well. So I think for my mental health, it would be better if I did some more design work. Mm. Because you know, my whole career long of 30 years in design, you always produce stuff. And you always get, you know, in graphic design, and design for print, you always get these things in your hand that come from the printer that you designed. And so you have this sort of, you know, quick satisfaction of like, wow, I did that, what a great thing. Or, I won't do it that way next time. But at least you get the quick reaction. And with students, when you're a teacher, it's so long term, and a lot of them really don't appreciate what you're giving them until years later. And then some of them come back and they say, I'm sorry I was such a jerk when I was your student, thanks a lot.
Have you had that then?
I've had that a few times. And it's rare, but when it happens, boy.
What do you say to them? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I say, yeah, you're right. It's too bad you were such a jerk, but I'm glad you've come around. No, I didn't say that.
It took you a while, though.
Thank you. It took you a while to figure out what I gave you, buddy. It's like, I taught you all I know, and you still don't know anything.
Stay tuned at www.typeradio.org.